first of all, I guess disappointing in the end on Saturday because you had a lot of chances in that game.
Yeah, I think disappointing, obviously, the result and the chances we had. We should have. There's no way of covering up. We should have won the game and got the 3 points. But pleasing in a way, our performance level, we went there and dominated the game. Obviously, it was a tough game on paper. A team that's fighting for their lives is never easy. But we should have got the 3 points. But sometimes it happens like that. And the good thing is we're creating the chances, and it's only a matter of time. Hopefully tomorrow night when we start taking them and we get the goals we deserve.
And I guess that's it at this stage in the season. You come up against a team like Shrewsbury who are fighting for their lives, and you know, if you don't get the rubber of the green, you can easily drop 2 points.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. If you look probably across all levels, teams that you'd expect to win, that go to places where the other team's struggling, they're always tough games, and you see a lot of teams slip up, but we've gone there and I think we've dominated the game. We've deserved to win. We should have got the 3 points, but we can't dwell on that now. We've just got to accept that we've got the point and look at it as a point gained rather than two dropped, and we move on and make sure we take advantage of that point and get 3 points tomorrow night.
And it was an individual error from Ben, but the rest of the squad behind him, they're confident that he will bounce back and just forget about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, certainly since I've been here, Ben's been outstanding. I can't remember him making one mistake previous to Saturday, and I can remember him pulling off numerous top draw saves that have kept us in games and won us games. So we're fully behind him. It's one of those things, it happens. If you look at everyone on the pitch Saturday, everyone made a mistake. It's just when it's unfortunate, when it's the keeper, it can cost you a goal. So we've put that behind us. We're fully behind him, and I'm sure he'll show you that he's strong mentally and come back tomorrow night and put in another top display.
How about you personally? How much are you enjoying your time at Bradford and the chance to play some first team football?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Obviously, I've been up here just over 2 months now. Lads helped me settle in really well, and it's been great, like you said, to get out there and be playing first team football and get the experience I need, especially in a side that we've won most of the games and we've been doing well. So it's been a great experience so far, but now it's just time to finish the job off and make sure we get promoted, which is the aim at the minute.
What about beyond this season? Because obviously only a few weeks to go. Is it something you'd like to do, maybe return to Bradford City looking into next year, or have you not really had those conversations yet?
I haven't really had those conversations, to be honest. It's obviously just my mind at the minute is just focused on getting this season done, making sure that we finish the season strong and try and get ourselves promoted, and then we just take it from there, really. Like I said, just at the minute, it's just about focusing on this season, finishing the season strong and getting us up to the Championship.
It is important, though, for a player of your age and to continue your development to be playing first-team football. We know next season the emergency loan window is not going to be there anymore, so I guess it is something that you start to think about sooner rather than later, the plans for next season.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, with the rule changes, it's obviously going to change the way all sorts of clubs have to, top club, higher division clubs that want to get their players out, they're going to have to start thinking, because they're not going to be able to obviously, like you said, use the emergency loan, and as well, the lower division clubs that want to loan players are going to need to think who they want to bring in, because there's not that emergency loan there. So it'll be interesting. Like you said, it is something that needs to be thought of, but at the minute, like I said, just focused on getting the job done rest of this season and see where we go from there.
Coventry, I mean, they've dropped off as the season's gone on. They were early pace setters, actually, and I guess the loan system's worked against them. A couple of players have been called back and they've not managed to continue scoring the goals. Still going to be a tough one, though, tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every game in League One, I've learnt, is a tough game, and there's no easy games. You can't go into a game just dropping 5% off. You've got to be right at it, and that's going to be the same tomorrow night. Like you said, they they set the pace start of the season, and yeah, they've dropped off, but they've still got quality in their team, and they're still a good side, and we're going to have to go there and make sure we're right on it if we want to get the 3 points.
Chance for Phil to rotate the squad a bit as well, because these games come thick and fast, and another tough game coming up on Saturday as well against Warsaw.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Like, I mean, we've got a very strong squad here. I think whatever team the manager decides to put out is going to be strong enough to go there and put in a performance. So, it's important to have a strong squad this time of the season. With games coming thick and fast, and if you pick up any injuries, then yeah. But I think we're well prepared, and we've got great squad here that's ready for the end of this season.
And momentum is important at this stage in the season, as well as we head towards those playoffs.
Yeah, it's a massive key. You want to go into the playoffs with that winning feeling and that confidence in the dressing room that you're playing well and you're going to go out and win games. So it's important for us to just focus on it game by game and make sure that we're winning games and playing well and full of confidence for hopefully if we get in the playoffs, if we can't chase that second spot down.